Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yes, Jasmine. Is this Meals on Wheels?
This is a home care agency. We can add on Meals on Wheels. If you needed home care, we can call for both. If you only needed Meals on Wheels, what county do you reside in?
St. Louis, Missouri, Uplands Park.
So you need to call Seniors and Disabilities and get yourself online for the in-home assessment. They come into the home, they determine eligibility, days of care, and then you can tell them that you need Meals on Wheels program.
Okay, thank you.
You don't need any personal care, correct?
No.
All right, sir. Keep us in mind for any future home care needs, okay? Remember, seniors and disabilities.
Who are you with, Donnie? Who are you with?
I'm with Deluxe Home Care, sir.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How often do you all pay workers? Do y'all pay
every Friday,
bi-week?
Every Friday, sir.
Every Friday. What's your rate of pay for in-home services?
So you mean CDS? We don't do in-home. We only do CDS. So the CDS program is where you can hire.
Customer direct, yeah. I understand.
Right, where you hire a firm family. So it's county-based. How many hours do you have, and how many hours does the caregiver do?
No, I was just presenting a question to you. I was asking how much you pay for.
So, like, let's say anyone over 40 hours, they get time and a half. If it's St. Louis County, we can do anywhere between 15. This might be a little wiggle room for, like, maybe 15.50, depending on how many hours. And if they go over the 40 hours, they get time and a half. So, it'll bring them up to 22.
So what I'm asking you is, if you don't do in-home services, correct?
Sir, in-home services just means that you're getting services in your home. So to be specific, are you looking for the CDS quote?
Well, there is a difference between CDS
and the in-home,
and in-home service.
Yes, we don't do in-home.
Right.
In-home is when the agency sends out one of their workers. CDS is when the patient hires a friend, family, or trusted loved one. There's two different programs in the state of Missouri.
Right. So which one, what is your all's rate of pay?
For the CDS, sir, it's 15 an hour.
Uh-huh. For CDS.
Yeah, for the CDS program.
And that's all you got. Uh-huh. And does that apply for people that have experience as well?
Yes, because they don't. The issue with that is, right, if you were doing the in-home program, if they have certifications and they are like professional CNAs, then they could get BUCA money, right? Because you're working for the agency. The agency's hiring a professional CNA. But when you're doing the CDS program, you don't need certifications. You don't need training. You don't need schooling. You don't need education, because the family's taking on the responsibility of the caregiver. We're just overseeing the care plan and making sure that the caregiver is getting paid. You understand the difference? So the rate of pay is going to vary tremendously. So if that person that you're with is doing CDS, I would advise them to do the in-home program for agencies, because they'll pay them at a higher level. And they'll be, you know, they'll take them in with the credentials that they have, as opposed to the CDS.
So what would your rate be for?
We don't have it. We don't have the in-home program. We only do CDS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. I understand.
Right. Okay. So, like, let's say if you have a caregiver right now, have her assign herself to agencies that do the in-home program. So when she's not working with her CDS client, she can make up more hours and more time and make more money through the in-home program, working with other patients in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does in-home normally play a worker?
You're looking like $2-3 difference, maybe.
From the 15, a $2-3 difference.
Yeah. It's just $2-3 difference because minimum wage.
What company offers?
Now, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. If she goes into a nursing home facility, if she goes into hospitals or at the social senior clubs, CNAs are paid $30-$35 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Home care should not, she shouldn't limit herself to home care only. She should go into hospital settings. She should go into the SKU units where the seniors are at and apply there. They'll pay her the highest mm-hmm. rate.
Okay. All right. This has been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. If you have any questions, sir, always feel free to call me. I can give you my number. And if you ever do need services, I can assist you onto services. If you're not happy with your agency, I can assist you out of your agency.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you already receiving benefits, you just need to call Seniors and Disabilities and add Meals on Wheels to your care plan. Just remember that your caregiver will not get paid to do dishes, cook and prep meals, because you're already receiving hot disposable meals from Meals on Wheels. So be careful with that so you don't lose your time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty much it. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Call me if you have any others. Okay. My name is Jasmine. It's been a pleasure assisting you. Okay. You take care.
All right, Jasmine. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.